Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you're on his Twitter page right now, you'll see in his background a delicious looking picture of a Filet-O-Fish sandwich. Getting national attention from McDonald's after endorsing.
Give me back my Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish.
It's delicious looking because it's delicious.
Did you ever
tell us what... What if it were you hanging up on this wall?
Did you saw those on eBay.
Hang on a second.
You should have bought one. What happened with... Ari?
They're only like $200.
Go, Chico. Sorry, there's a little delay. Go ahead.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Ari, did you get a care package from McDonald's? And if so, what was in the care package?
Yeah.
Last time we talked to you, had none.
Box of 10 free Filet-O-Fish coupons, a official Filet-O-Fish bucket hat, a Filet-O-Fish pin with fries and McDonald's Coke pin. It was the greatest thing I've ever received in the mail.
Don't feel so special. I got a Big Mac care package when I tweeted about them.
Oh, wow. You're trying to bring me down a notch right now on your own show?
Come on. No, but I didn't get a bucket hat. I was a little jealous of that. I got all the same things you got, but I just didn't get a bucket hat. They probably don't have a Big Mac bucket hat.
Yeah, the box was a Filet-O-Fish box, too. It was like a nice shoe box. Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that, Dustin, from the
Listen, man, you tweet about something, bro. Listen, Chico, listen, we got the blue check mark brigade here, man. You tweet about something, you might get something free.
Yeah, you got to have star appeal here. Ari, the little tiff between Ryan Day and Jim Harbaugh. So Harbaugh calls him out on the teleconference. Ryan Day, I applaud him for having that meeting, if in fact that's what happened. Is Harbaugh just kind of a sad luck story these days, not just in Columbus, Ohio, but everywhere?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the extent of all this stuff is. What's actually happening. But, you know, if I were Michigan's head coach right now, I wouldn't want to do anything to rile up Ohio State. You know, he keeps giving them reason to hate them. And, you know, this year they're playing in the middle of the season. And, you know, you might want to think there's a chance they could sneak up on them because it's not the last game. And, you know, as unrealistic as that sounds, I guess there's always a chance if you win a lot. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, Ryan Day is like a very mild-mannered person in press conferences. And, you know, when you watch him on TV and see him, he's very buttoned up. But the guy's a very competitive human being. And if you rattle him or say something about him, it's going to bother him. And you can bet that he wanted to win that football game last year as much as Urban ever did. And it was important to him to win that the way that they did. And you can bet that, you know, whatever Jim said bothered him. Now, you know, I don't know exactly what words were shared in the meeting or if he wants to hang 100 on them or whatever. You know, it's all fun and Twitter banter stuff, but I do think that, you know, every year Ohio State seems to find another reason to want to beat Michigan by a lot. And when there's a talent discrepancy that's this large and, you know, a team that is kind of rolling right now, it's probably just best to, you know, maybe not talk about the opponent until you win, you know?
I would agree with you. I think that, you know, probably best by Ryan Day to even to kind of avoid the question yesterday during the teleconference and all that stuff to not create any more bulletin board material. But Harbaugh, shut the hell up. I mean, worry about your football team. I agree with Ryan Day. I mean, just worry about your team and move on. Let me switch gears here a little bit to actually the game. So they're going to play this game October 24th. We had Dave Rebson on our show yesterday. We talked a little bit about why the decision for this. I guess a lot of the reason is, hey, have it in the middle of the season just in case there's delays and some games early get canceled. They want to make sure they get this in. What are your thoughts on having the game in the middle of October as opposed to being the last game of the season, first time in, I don't know, 100 years since 1943?
Well, Bill Landis and I had a podcast like 2 months ago saying we think it should be the opener. And I still think that, you know, I think that you could make a crazy fun argument about the fact that we've all been tortured without sports during this pandemic, about how we're not sure how long this season is going to last, if and when it gets canceled.
Right.
Why not have the next 3 weeks or 4 weeks to like just revel in that rivalry week feeling? Everybody loves
I'm
that
you,
rivalry.
Brother.
You know, I mean, you get that week and it's after Thanksgiving and, you know, everybody's all fired up. Imagine getting to think about it like that for a month, especially at a time when, you know, we're not necessarily sure that's going to happen. And, you know, the best part about it is, you know, you just are able to ensure that that game is played.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's the
Ari,
way to respect the rivalry, right?
Right. And, you know, I actually chimed into your conversation with Bobby Carpenter the other day on Twitter, and I said, yeah, just you get it in. I mean, like, if you're going to play any game, play that game. Get it out of the way, and then if the season gets canceled, at least we have on record they played an Ohio State-Michigan game in 2020, and hopefully it's a win. But, you know, the point is that's the most important game, especially in a season like this. Just getting that game in would be a win, I think.
I mean, if it's one game and Ohio State and Michigan play, and then that's the only game, that would just be the next layer in the chapter of that rivalry.
Right.
Wouldn't that be awesome to, like, just say it mattered so much they found a way to play in the pandemic?
Good point.
Sorry. People think that, like, the Michigan-Ohio State game has to be played at the end of the year because everybody's going to be at the end of their season and these teams are what they are at the end. Let them be what they are at the beginning. I think all that tradition and stuff, just forget about it. This isn't a normal year, and let's treat it that way.
Ari Wasserman covering the Buckeyes for The Athletic. So, Ari, as we actually now try to focus on the field, as tough as it's been over these last few months, but looking at Ohio State, the offense should be absolutely loaded. Defense, they lost some very key guys, both up front, also in the secondary. What do you see on defense? And is this just another, you know, next man up as far as the recruiting for Ryan Day and before him, Urban Meyer?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Ohio State, if they played all their games this year, should have the best offense in the country. I mean, they've got the best quarterback in the country, or at least one of the top two. And the skill position talent just oozes with talent. And obviously the number one point now is, does Ohio State secondary and defense under Kerry Combs have enough to win a national championship? I think this team, if they play all their games, is going to walk into the playoff, especially now they don't have to play Oregon. It's just a matter of whether or not that defense is good enough to beat Clemson or Alabama or one of those teams at the end of the year. And like last year, Ohio State arguably had its best team of maybe all time, and they still didn't get it done. So, like, it's, like, funny because we talk about how Ohio State is up and above better than everybody in the Big Ten, and they are. There's no question. They recruit better. The players are better. The staffs are better. But they still seem to be a half step behind nationally in terms of being the best. And as we continue to have these discussions, I think that's the number one question on this defense. Are the players that they're replacing – you know, on the defensive line without Chase Young and Jeff Okuda and two top five picks, like, will this team be good enough to stack up, you know, at the highest level? And I think that they always are because talent is never an issue. It's just whether or not it'll come together.
All right, last thing, Ari. We appreciate the time tonight, buddy, on a Friday. I know you got time. You got to get cocktails going there soon.
Absolutely, he does.
Rondale Moore opts out at Purdue. You've got a lot of top players opting out here. Ohio State has had no opt-outs. Do you anticipate anybody in the near future opting out? And if they do, you know, people are criticizing Rondale Moore on social media, calling him a quitter and things like that. I think that's an absolute joke. It's just, it goes to the whole recruiting thing where people have criticized kids coming out of high school for not picking their school and things like that. Kind of a two-part question. Do you think Ohio State will have any opt-outs, and what do you make of the guys that are opting out?
I saw somebody tweet at Rondale Moore, quitter, and it said, like,
I saw that too.
Professor. And I was just like, okay, well, why don't you do some math and figure out how much money to take here? Just like right. Wanted to slap him. Like, what are we talking about? You know, and it's just a matter of livelihood and decisions in terms of what's best for, you know, individual futures. Like, I don't know, Dustin, you played in the NFL. You get it. Like, if I was that close to generational wealth, I would do it too, probably. Like, yes. I don't fault them. You know, it's just a matter of whether or not these people are comfortable doing it. And, you know, they had that letter at Ohio State today. And, you know, do I think Ohio State's going to have somebody opt out? Like, I bet one will. I'm sure somebody will, because they've got 10 people making decisions like Rondale Moore did. You know, and I guess it's about culture and, you know, ability to feel comfortable about the way that, you know, they're doing things in terms of health protocol. But, you know, as I've seen and as I believe, your health protocols are only good as the worst team in the Big Ten. Because the second you get on the field with somebody, if there's other people who have it, then your entire team can catch it. So, you know, I think that part of this is coronavirus related. I think the other part of it, too, is normalizing the ability to sit out your final college year without it docking your chances at being drafted. I think this could be more normal going forward. You know, it's only a matter of time till top five picks decide not to play. Like, to me, I have no reason why Justin Fields would play this season. Maybe he wants to win a national championship. I certainly don't know why Trevor Lawrence would. I mean, these guys could sit out all year and be top two, three picks, and they're set. So, you know, to me, why would you put yourself in a situation where you're in a locker room and in a building with 150 other people when you don't have to? So, you know, will somebody, I don't want to speak for anybody. I think that considering the fact that Ohio State has one of the deepest rosters in college football, they're the team that's most susceptible to it. So I think it'd be naive to say no, but like, I don't know who would or why. It just, I think it's going to happen because there's so many of them that have to make that decision.
Well, we got to run. Fellas, I just appreciate you two fast food celebrities allowing me to, you know, kind of be along for the ride here in this interview. Keep up the good work, Ari, and hope to talk to you soon if you're not too good for me anymore now for the
Justin race. Fox and his 150,000 followers and his Big Mac box. Yeah. Way to make me feel adequate on the radio.
Can I get a freaking bucket hat? My God, I'd wear it to the pool every day.
Dude, you were flexing on in front of all these hundreds of thousands of people. Like, come on, man. Do me better than that next time.
Awesome. I love it. Thanks, Ari.
Go have a cocktail, buddy. Have a good night.
Take care. Anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.